This is VOA News by Remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Former police officer Derek Chauvin must now wait at least 8 weeks before finding out his sentence after his conviction on all charges relating to the death last May of George Floyd in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The judge in the case denied bail, and Chauvin was taken into custody immediately after the guilty verdicts were read. Many Americans are feeling relief over Derek Chauvin's conviction, while wondering if it will actually bring changes in policing and racism. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden says most police officers are not Chauvin.
Most men and women who wear the badge serve their communities honorably.
Those who don't must either change or be held accountable. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says the Minneapolis jury made that clear.
This absolutely sends a message to the police about how they act and how they treat people.
The president's among those hailing this as a step in the right direction, but just a step. More needs to be done, including passage of legislation named after Floyd that would reform policing. One black American in Oklahoma says there's now at least a small sliver of hope for equal justice. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Reaction keeps pouring in from around the world to the Derek Chauvin conviction. United Nations Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said Wednesday, quote, "This is a momentous verdict," end quote, "and the only just outcome." U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Washington wants to see a transition in Chad that is consistent with its constitution after the death of President Idriss Deby Monday. One of his sons, Mohamed Idriss Deby, is to take over president in place of his father, according to a charter released by the presidency Wednesday. The younger Deby has also been named Supreme Head of the Armed Forces, it said. This is